Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Everybody's door, and I might just fall in there anytime. 'Cause I'm the kind of man who makes decisions on his own, and I'd go with you if I were so inclined. Let me tell you this, if I fall in that cheating river, I'm looking for a genuine wine pearl. You'll be the one, yes, you'll be the one. If I ever fall in love with a honky-tonk girl, one direction at a time, and right now I'm in love with someone else. But if I should ever lose the love I'm loving at this time, I know I'd never break it up myself, and I won't make any promises, so I won't have one to keep. But I've seen some sudden changes in this world. You'll be the one, yes, you'll be the one. If I ever fall in love with a honky-tonk girl, you'll be the one. If I ever fall in love with a honky-tonk girl.
If I ever fall in love with a honky-tonk girl. There's music for you from the great Farron Young here at KNEL. Looking forward to being with Kevin Fowler and Waylon Payne and this next young man on Sunday. And Rance Norton, hadn't seen Rance in quite a while. I don't think I've seen Rance since the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival back in March, as a matter of fact. I may have seen him one time since then, but anyway, it's always good to be with Rance and Kevin Fowler, and also Waylon Payne. Looking forward to seeing Waylon. Talked to him last week on the phone. Here's one from Rance this afternoon.
For a few lonely hours and a few sleepless nights, too many teardrops, a heart that won't be dry, too many memories, and a fight that I can't win, and I'm right back in your arms again. So
about a Dolly Parton song, I Will Always Love You?
I'll Always Love You. We'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
If I go over the deep end, wasn't prettier.
Ray Price, all of his Cherokee Cowboys, doing one call the other woman. Then I'm going out to Greg, who's listening to us tonight in Fort Worth, Texas. Cowtown. He said he's going to going out to the Longhorn Saloon this weekend, as a matter of fact. And so I know he'll be entertained. He said he'll see Dale Watson. And I know that'll be a great show, no doubt. Good to hear from Tyler Wright over in Menard, and Tyler sent me the whole schedule for the Find a Ranch Fest, which is coming up on Sunday. Abby Duncan is going to kick things off at 4 o'clock. 4:45, it's Cheney Watts, then Garrett Bradford at 5:15, Waylon Payne at 6:15. Waylon is the son of Sammy Smith, just a great singer-songwriter himself, but his mama, I loved his little mama. She was such a great lady and just a really, really good person. But Waylon Payne is at 6:15. Rance Norton is at 7:15. And then Kevin Fowler goes on at 8:20, I understand, on Sunday. So that sounds like a lot of fun on Sunday for Find a Ranch Fest coming up on Sunday. Speaking of Kevin Fowler, let's go back and pick up one of Kevin's songs this evening. This is a little thing he did live at Billy Bob's a few years ago, called a 100% Texan.
Billy Bob's welcome for Mr. Kevin Fowler!
1, 2, 3, 4, alrighty, y'all. Let's make a bunch of noise. Are there any Texans in the house? Texas. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Kevin Fowler for you tonight here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. With you listening to us live on Thursday night, maybe you're listening to our rebroadcast program on Saturday night. It is so good to have you with us here tonight on the Hits Radio program for this evening. Thinking about Ray Pillow earlier tonight, he had such a great catalog of music in his career. One of my favorite songs from Ray Pillow is this particular song, and Julie had asked me about Ray Pillow tonight. So especially for Julie Sanders listening to us tonight, here's a little song called One Too Many Memories from the great Ray Pillow.
Well, here I am in a honky-tonk in Texas. The jukebox keeps on playing for me Roads of San Antonio. I'd call you. Oh Lord, if I could only come back home. But there's too many bridges burning, too many lies, too many broken promises and goodbyes. Last night I'm sitting here, my hands around a bottle, wishing it was you I'm holding tight. But there's too many bridges burning, too many lies, too many broken promises and goodbyes. Too many miles between us, too many times, and one too many memories on my mind. And one too many memories on my mind.
Can we have Family Tradition by Hank Williams Jr.?
Family Tradition by Hank Williams Jr. You sure can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Just carrying on an old family tradition.
Mr. Shorty? All right. Let me see what I can find by that, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled Bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning. The Bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the Bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I would say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Marty Robbins for you, doing one called Mr. Shorty here at KNEL. We'll be back right after these important messages, especially for you.
Have you been dreaming about owning a new home? Commercial National Bank should be your first choice to finance your dream. We offer low closing costs and convenient terms. Your home loan stays local where our friendly loan officers can assist you and is not sold to some bigger bank in another state. I am Zach Jones, Vice President, and I encourage you to call or come by Commercial National Bank so we can discuss how to make all your home ownership dreams come true. Commercial National Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If you're looking to give your home a facelift or a new look, be sure and check out Everages on the Brady Square. Brighten up your kitchen with a splash of color with new wall decor or novelty accent pieces. For your living room, we offer paintings, accent tables, lamps, and area rugs, all at reasonable prices and always easy payment plans. Everages offers furniture, appliances, and electronics for all rooms of your home with quality brand names. Come see our many decorating ideas at Everages on the Brady Square.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pitcock Storage. Units available today.
Part of living that cannot be denied. It is promised with our first breath. Someday we're gonna die. And those we leave behind us have the hardest part to bear. 'Cause you know they're gonna miss us and wish that we were there. When you see a red bird sitting on the back fence, you'll remember time spent with the ones that you love. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, memories alive. Happen in a heartbeat, like the falling of a star. So tell the people that you care for how wonderful they are. And if someday you wake up and find that it's too late, keep watching for that red bird to tell it what you had to say. When you see a red bird sitting on the back fence, you should remember time spent with the ones that you love. Such a beautiful memory. They were given wings to fly. As long as there's a red bird, the memory's alive.
Hi, Tracy. Can you play that song by Tom T. Hall, The Monkey That Became a President?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. Have a good night, sir.
Thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
I was there on the day the monkey came into this world. His face was round and reddish, and his hair was slightly curled. He didn't look too different from the others I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to the nation's dream? At first he didn't seem to be intelligent at all. Each time he'd start to walk about, he'd stumble and he'd fall. My first impression was to be a most mistaken thought. Lord Almighty, what's this little hairy monkey wrought? Because I witnessed his departure from his mother's womb, I felt inclined to check his progress every afternoon. One day the keeper of the zoo called in the live TV. Frankly said, I think you'll be amazed at what you see. The monkey walked and talked and waved his arms about his head. In the corner was the stack of books that he had read. An educated monkey set the papers across the land. It was more than weary sociologists could stand. Oh, his fame was universal, he was on the Carson Show. People talked about him kindly everywhere he'd go. His insight was amazing, his philosophy was fair. He became a politician, welcome everywhere. Wit was not to be compared with any mind intact. He'd lace a phrase with irony and blend it all with fact. Conservatives applauded and the liberals were entranced. The bigots and the integrationists were in his camp. Nobody dared to meet him in an open press debate. He was nominated by the folks from every state. Yes, a monkey was the president, though maybe not the first. And there was peace and harmony throughout the universe. The dream I had last night has been related as it came. As for interpretation, well, it's really very plain. Would you rather have a monkey up in Washington, D.C.? Or have those people making monkeys out of you and me?
Now, if you have time, Vern Gosselin, Carved in Stone.
Chiseled in Stone by Vern. I'll do it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven gone to hell. The words we spoke in anger just tore my world apart. And I sat there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye. And he said, son, I know what you're going through. You ought to get down on your knees and thank your lucky stars that you got someone to go home to.
You don't know about
you don't know about sadness. So I brought these pretty flowers, hoping you would understand. Sometimes a man is such a fool. Those golden words of wisdom from the heart of that old man showed me I ain't nothing without you.
You don't know about lonely or how long that can be till you live through the story. That old man just told.
Dearly love to hear again, as I did last week, in heaven there is no beer.
In heaven there is no beer. We'll do it for you.
Thank you so much, Tracy. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
En el cielo no hay cerveza que beber, por eso ando tomando noche y día, porque ya cuando se me llegue el día, en el mundo seguirá la perrosquía.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why.
En el cielo no hay cerveza que beber, por eso ando tomando noche y día, porque ya cuando se me llegue el día, en el mundo seguirá la perrosquía.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, all my friends will be drinking all the beer.
Deck of cards?
All right, deck of cards. I'll see if I can do it for you.
Friends, this is Tex Ritter with a strange story about a soldier boy and a deck of cards. During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning, being Sunday, several of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had a prayer book took them out. But this one boy only had a deck of cards, and so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the soldier was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "And what have you to say for yourself, son?" Much, sir, replied the soldier. The marshal said, I hope so, for if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished. The soldier said, sir, I have been on a march for about 6 days, and I had neither Bible nor prayer book, but I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions. With that, the boy started his story. You see, sir, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. And when I see the tree, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There was 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. When I see the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. It was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 of the 10 didn't even think of. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And when I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven. And the jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the numbers of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. There's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, sir, my pack of cards serve me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, I know this story is true, because I knew that soldier.
God on the Mountain. My little grandmother loved that song and used to sing it at church from time to time. As a matter of fact, God on the Mountain.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the Malpas Brothers. You're listening to KNEL FM 95.3.
In Brady, Texas, with Tracy Pitcox.
I have the world to offer you.
Yes, you have the world to hold. Till that day when God declares, time on earth shall be no more.
Fire and brimstone rearing now and melting like the snow. What will you have to offer then? Dying soul.
But think of all you're giving up.
I'm giving up the chance to die and spend eternity in hell, burning in a lake of fire.
God has made a way that I might escape. By the living grace of God, I shall see his face.
You don't sin, you're good enough.
There's not a just not all he like sheep have gone astray.
We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Oh,
settle in for you tonight. This old world, just my dressing room, and I'm getting ready to go. And I've got to go tonight myself. All of our time's gone. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your requests. Thank you for your dedications. Thank you for being tuned in with us, whether you're listening to us live on Thursday or our rebroadcast on Saturday night. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, wonderful Labor Day weekend. Visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. We'll be up there this weekend. As a matter of fact, we're doing a photo session this weekend at the museum for our brand new calendar for next year with Kim Murray and Bob Manning. Looking forward to that. I'm Tracy Pitcock saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and a played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone. Honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love. Honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.